22. Dinosaurs, Their Discovery and Their World. Edwin H. Colbert. Dinosaurs were very large reptiles which lived in the world in the past and finally disappeared altogether about 70 million years ago. No one knew anything about them until about 150 years ago. Then a doctor in Sussex examined a tooth found by his wife. In his book Dinosaurs, 1962, a great authority on this subject, Dr. E. H. Colbert, describes this find as we see in the passage below. It does seem strange to think that only a century and a half ago, dinosaurs were quite unknown. Dinosaurs were still to be discovered, studied, and described. Without doubt, people had seen dinosaur bones in the rock, not only 150 years ago, but far back in time, probably back into the days before recorded history, when men throughout the world were still savages. But until the early days of the last century, men had looked at dinosaur bones without understanding what they had seen. In early historic times, and even through centuries in the history of Europe, people believed that large fossil bones were the remains of giants, a most natural idea among people who believed in strange old stories. Indeed, some of the tales of giants may have been based in part on the discoveries of large fossil bones, usually the bones of extinct elephants, but perhaps, now and then, the bones of other large extinct creatures, including dinosaurs. But by the beginning of the 19th century, explanations for natural phenomena were being sought. Intelligent people were no longer satisfied with tales that were hard to believe. Things in nature must be explained according to natural laws. It was the age of reason. The first dinosaur to be properly described was discovered on a morning in March 1822 in Sussex, England. Dr. Gideon Mantell, a physician in the city of Lewes, was an unusual man of wide interests, one of that band of amateurs in the Western world who did so much to found the natural sciences during the 18th and 19th centuries. He was particularly interested in fossils, and for some years had spent his spare hours in the countryside of southern England, searching for the remains of extinct animals. His young wife accompanied him on many of his trips into the country, and thus she had gained some experience in looking for fossils. On this particular day, Dr. Mantell drove some miles outside Lewes to attend to one of his patients, and his wife went along for the ride. While he was in the house of his patient, Mrs. Mantell walked up and down to pass the time, and in the course of her walk she saw some rocks that had been piled by the road to be used for repairs of the surface. As she was looking at the pile, she noticed in a rock an object that looked most unusual, something that had the definite form and the shining surface of a fossil. She picked up the piece of rock containing this and saw that the object that had attracted her attention was a fossil tooth. Of course, she showed it to her husband. It was a tooth quite different from any fossil that Dr. Mantell had seen before, and it aroused his curiosity. So during the following weeks, he returned often to the country near where it had been found and discovered not only more teeth like it, but also a number of fossil bones as well. All of these fossils were unfamiliar to him.